They swirled gently, with soft precision, connecting, then parting, as if choreographed by some unseen consciousness. Inspired by their sensual power. "They're alive," she exclaimed, turning to look at James, who was also mesmerized by them. "But surely they're only clouds," he said, trying unsuccessfully to look away. One of the clouds started to descend, changing hue, first green, then mauve, then amber. Within seconds, Tara and James were engulfed by mist. They started to ascend. Affectionate golden breeze caressed Tara's long auburn hair as she drifted helplessly through the cooling haze. James followed, riding the orange vapor that surrounded them. Far below, forests gave way to mountains, which in turn gave way to oceans. "Where are we?" said Tara excitedly. "You are where you have always been," said a voice in deep, resonant tones. James looked around, trying to locate the source of the sound. Tara was puzzled. "What do you mean?" she inquired. "Here you'll find the heart of all consciousness." Tara and James began to fall. Below, the ocean began to part, sending spray and foam high into the air. Tara and James tumbled down between the walls of water. They began to grow cold. Tara feared for her life. "Don't hurt us," she cried, as the ocean floor divided beneath them. Bursts of magma erupted violently all around. "You cannot be harmed," announced the voice. The mystical glow of molten rock warmed their souls. Tara relaxed. James became calm. "Behold," proclaimed the voice, "your conscious heart." Faded gently to nothing. The surrounding matter also began to ebb away, dividing, dissolving into the depths of time. An intense blackness reigned for a few brief seconds, and then was broken by a radiant display of color. The clouds that had carried them far into the sky had returned. Tara and James floated carefully down towards a clearing within a dense forest. The place where their journey had started. They landed softly. "Is this the heart of our consciousness?" asked Tara. "You are who you are," said Adi. Be at one with the world, and your dreams will be fulfilled. Tara and James watched as the clouds peacefully spiraled out of existence. They looked at each other. All was well.